Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. Today, I have a fun episode coming to you. I'm sitting down with Shelby Varner, who was the past intern for Kansas Farm Bureau and was responsible for the Inside Ag podcast. Shelby, welcome back to Inside Ag.
Hi, Savannah. It's great to be here.
I want to start off, I know a lot of people probably know who you are, but can you give us a little bit of background about who is Shelby Varner?
Absolutely. So staying on the agriculture side of things, I grew up on a family farm that's owned and operated by my dad and uncle, and then also my mom and grandma in Towanda, Kansas, has a commercial cow-calf operation, row crops and hay. And then a little over 10 years ago, my oldest sister, Amy, got the great idea to start a goat herd, and it is still running to this day. Thankfully, we have a middle sister at home, Tara, who really keeps that up and running and functioning every single day. From that, knew I loved agriculture and wanted to stay in it. And so after high school, I went to Butler Community College and got my associate's in agriculture. Absolutely loved my time there, but knew I wanted to go on and pursue my degree a little bit farther. I'd picked out AgCom as my degree because I was like, I kind of like this idea. Communications and agriculture sounds like a great combination. That led me to K-State and an internship. And then eventually I found my way to Kansas Farm Bureau, which I was very happy to be there.
You were the communications and marketing intern for Kansas Farm Bureau a few years ago. You have since moved on. But when you think back to starting the position, why did you want to work for Kansas Farm Bureau?
My family had always been involved in Farm Bureau, and my uncle was a little more heavily involved in Farm Bureau, and I'd always loved it. I love the idea of it, the advocacy, education, service. And so I kind of always saw that's where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted to really try. I had met Greg, another person on the comms team there, and a different part for an internship previous to Kansas Farm Bureau. And I emailed him because I knew the internship was coming up. And so I really wanted to apply and get that. And I just wanted to be a part of the team that was supporting agriculture in Kansas, but really even beyond our state lines.
And what were some of your responsibilities as an intern?
So while I was there, I did get to do the Inside Ag podcast. Really a great time going basically from point A to point B, beginning to end, finding topics, supporting, finding those people to talk about them, editing them, and then getting them up online. I also did a little bit of writing there, a little bit of editing. Didn't do too much photography or videography. That was my counter intern's position, which was fantastic because we complemented each other well in that aspect. So really just a lot of learning, got to go on a few different fun agriculture trips with Megan and Sheridan and had a great time continuing to learn about agriculture and seeing what ways I could talk about it.
Now you have since moved on to a new position. Tell us a little bit more about your current position and how what you learned through your internship has helped you today.
Yes, so I'm currently the host of K-State Research and Extension's Agriculture Today podcast. It's a weekday podcast that goes out as a radio station to KFRM and KVGB. And to kind of backpedal a little bit, before I was at Kansas Farm Bureau, I actually interned here and got a grasp on editing and interviewing people, and I fell in love with it. And so when I went to Kansas Farm Bureau, I was presented the "You want to do our podcast?" And I was like, I don't know. I'm just in college. I'm not supposed to be allowed to run anything, but I did it. And I'm very thankful that that opportunity was given to me because I learned a lot about tracking people down, how to politely say, no, I really need you to talk about this and please don't skip out on me, which thankfully teed me up really nicely to come and be able to accept this job. And I'm forever thankful for my supervisor there because it was a very quick turnaround of me leaving my internship, unfortunately, earlier than I was planning on to come and take over this position.
I relate to a lot of what you said, especially in my shoes here. But it sounds like it really did set you up for a great success after graduation and after your internship. Kind of reflecting now, what advice would you give to the next intern?
Talk to everyone there. Even if you don't know their life story or they don't know yours, them knowing just your name is kind of nice, and a little kind of being able to recognize your face can really be beneficial because you never know how it's going to circle back around and you're going to meet them in another scenario. And you can always say, "Hi, I'm Shelby Varner and I interned at Farm Bureau," and that might go, "Oh, I remember you from there." And then kind of a cliche, you get out what you put into it. It's okay. You know, they're for how Farm Bureau is set up, you kind of sit in little pods in the middle, and a lot of your supervisors who are in offices, it's okay to go talk to them. They are experts. They know more than you do, and they're probably willing to share that information. That's why you're an intern there. On a little less serious of a note, Fantastic Ice has like Sonic Ice there. If you're a big proponent of that, Fantastic Ice. Also, the cafeteria, it's worth going to. Fantastic bacon grilled cheeses, in my opinion. By the end, frequented that part a fair amount.
I was waiting for you to say the grilled cheeses. Well, Shelby, is there anything else that you would like to add? Any bits of encouragement for anyone thinking about applying to be an intern?
It's really worth it. There's a lot of different things you can do, and that I was always told, an internship, you figure out what you want to do. And really, for me, it was finding out what I wanted to do, but it was really finding out what I did not want to do was really important to me. And something about Canada's Farm Bureau is you really get to tailor your bit to what you want to do and say, oh, I'd really like to try this. And they're going to try to get you to try it. And no matter what internship you're in, pick someplace that you're happy to be at and you're happy to say, yeah, I interned there. I loved my internships.
Shelby, thank you for joining me here on Inside Ag. It is a pleasure and honor to be able to follow in your footsteps on this podcast as an intern for Kansas Farm Bureau. With that being said, we do have several internships available at Kansas Farm Bureau for summer of 2024 and the 2024-2025 school year. They are for both the communications and marketing, as well as the training and development team. Applications will be accepted through March 19th. Find more information about the internships and apply by visiting kfb.org/about/careers or visit the link in the description. Again, I'm your host, Savannah Peterson, here on Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.